Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch with Doc. I have the watch for the next hour. I haven't had enough coffee this morning. Sorry. Thank you for listening. KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. And Dad's here, like always. Frank is here over there. I think he's having a heat stroke over there right now in this little room, but that's fine. And Aileen is not with us. She said she had minor surgery yesterday, so she's, you know, queen bee at the house right now. Got her all set up on the couch and everything and all of her goodies. And more importantly, the dogs are all around her, so she's nice and comfortable. And then we have a very special guest who already fed us this morning, Cheryl Moore, Chef Cheryl Moore.
Oh, I am so stuffed.
Yes. Yeah, I can't get over it. I'm just thinking about going back and eating another one of those calzones out there.
Yeah, me too.
That just kind of got me started this morning. So, good morning. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, it's hot. It's not as hot as it was last week. I know, Dad and I have been talking a lot about the heat. We've been working outside on Sundays, getting my truck ready and everything. So, it's not too hot right now. We had a big fire scare again this week, which was way too close to my house. I'm not too far from that big one that's out there. So that was the end of our week was just staring out the back of our property at all of that smoke. And, you know, and thankfully there's not a lot out in that neighborhood, out in that area. So responders that go out there, they have 1,500 people out there working on that. So. Good. Hopefully they can get that taken care of.
Yeah.
Other than that, I know Frank has got his Paisano Days thing over there he wants to talk about real quick.
Yeah. It's Paisano Days 2019. It's September the 13th on a Friday, and it's from 5 to 10 p.m. And then on Saturday, which is September the 14th, that's from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening at South Park, and of course we're going to have baskets of raffles, kids games. We got the Italian culture, and of course the spaghetti dinner on Friday night. Arts and crafts, and we have a Italian trio, and of course the mainstay is a Bucci, and that's going to be starting Friday night and Saturday, and we're also going to be having a lot of extra cannolis. And a super, super big extravaganza for the grand prize is called Downtown Dining Extravaganza. And then there's about 35 restaurants and even bars in there. So the person that wins that is going to be going food and drink for a month.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah. I said all that, took all the breath out of me.
I want some of those cannolis.
Yeah, me too.
Well, next week also, next Saturday, is the Cottonwood Car Show. So I'll be there at that. And then next Friday is Friday the 13th. If anybody has any, you know, issues with, you know, days, numbers, anything like that. And does anybody at the table here know why it's called Friday the 13th? Besides Dad? No?
No.
Okay. Well, it has to do with the Knights Templar and all of that good stuff back in France and England and the Pope and the Kings and all of that good stuff and wiping out the Knights Templar because they had more money and power and on and on and on.
Wow.
And it was all on the Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yes.
So has nothing to do with a bunch of teenagers at a lake, you know, or
black cats and a ladder.
Yeah. And as Aileen says, she constantly tells me I'm a realist. You know, this is what's really happening and not that. And also, Well, Cheryl, I want to say thank you for coming in. I want to say, thank you for the food. It was amazing. I don't know what time you got up this morning to make that, but I appreciate it, and I look forward to eating some more of it out there.
You're welcome. I love to feed people. That's what I do.
Well, so. You know vets very well, and yes. And they like to be fed.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Normally, we wait till a little bit later in the show, but we've got a couple of minutes, and I know it's something that Frank has bugged me to remember to say is the stand down is coming up in October, the same week it normally has been, the 24th ish, right. Somewhere in that neighborhood. You cook out there with Chef Leedy as
yes.
well.
Yes, and, I work with Sergeant Leedy out there, and we do a lot of things in the community together. And that's one of them.
And that's good because we were talking off air before we started was the camaraderie and wanting to work with one another, not against one another.
Absolutely.
And all of that. And I don't get that vibe from him at all. He welcomes any proper help that he can get, and I feel the same with you. And I seen you guys out there last year working and working and working.
Yep.
And also,
he actually stays out there. He doesn't even leave. He stays the whole 3 days and never leaves. He bunks out there in the supply room. He's like the guard.
Yeah. I can see him doing that.
He's the supply guard.
Yeah, he's the supply guard. When he's not cooking, he's the supply
guarding
guard.
The spot.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's
that's
guarding real food.
He's guarding
the food. He's pretty amazing.
He is. He's a great guy. Well, all you guys are. Yourself and Chef Leedy and Lauren Bliss. And then I always say, Ranger Rick. I've known Mr. Ortega for many years now, and he does so much behind the scenes as well. Frank sitting across the table here, there's certain people that are, I call them locally, the glue that kind of holds a lot of the stuff together.
Yeah.
Some people do it, and they don't want to be out in front, With Frank, we see him out in front because he's always taking pictures and stuff and coordinating.
Yeah.
So he's very visible at these different things. We went to the lunch in the park down in Anderson Park a couple 3 weeks ago, and there was Frank standing there taking pictures.
Yeah.
So there's certain people that make that connection, and that's kind of neat. It's kind of neat to see that, And I would say Kim Chamberlain is another one. Also, she touches so many people, with the wreaths and, and everything that's going out there, going on out at the cemetery. And then my buddy, Rose and Tim, my buddies, they're just amazing what they get done with the lifestyle that they have to lead.
Yeah.
It's, you still get all of that done.
Yeah.
So no excuses.
No excuses.
Right?
No excuses.
No excuses. I don't want to hear nothing.
No.
I put myself 48 years old and put myself through school. I don't want to hear no excuses there, 12-year-old. Get up.
Yep.
Get going. You complaining about taking a couple of notes in your history class? I don't want to hear nothing about
that's
that.
Right.
My hand hurts from taking too many notes.
Right. Yep.
So, but it's consistent.
Yep.
Consistency. Yep. And I think, Frank is consistent. I think Mr. Bliss is. Rick is in his way. I know he's had some surgery on his knees here this past year and stuff. So, there's certain people, that kind of keep us all together. Now, the stand down is not generally across the board. The stand downs are not what they were 10, 15 years ago or anything. I went to the one down here in Shasta last year, and I hadn't been there for a number of years, and I was a little taken back of how much it's kind of come down, but I think that is the support from other organizations.
Absolutely.
Isn't there what used to be there.
Yep.
So
that's true.
Maybe that can come back around,
That'd be great.
And I live in Tehama County. And we're having issues with the Tehama County Sheriff budget being cut. And now they're saying the budget might get cut again. And I personally have issues with that because I live out in the middle
of
nowhere.
Yeah.
Our law enforcement is the county sheriff.
Absolutely.
And, I have things to say. But,
We're
going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
It's been 5 years since our last morning together. I still remember your smell. Your taste. I can't move on. My heart will wait as long as...
The wait is over! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and thank you for coming back to KCNR 96.5 FMC. I didn't look at the wall, and I started to mess it up. So all medical emergencies are all taken care of now. Everybody's good. Everybody's just relaxing. It's just a little toasty in the room and all. Well, Cheryl, one of the things we talk about that Dad likes to bring up is pet peeves and all. And I know mine consistently is people driving. Or the lack of ability to drive. So even on the way here, just taking our time, cruising in this morning and all, we've just like, do you understand that every vehicle in America has that cool little device on the left side of your steering wheel, and you can tell everybody your thoughts of, I'm going to make a left or a right, you know? Or
absolutely.
I'm going to quickly change lanes.
Absolutely. You know? Yes.
And we were just sitting back watching one, and then... you know, I drive a truck, and if all I can see is the top of the roof of your car, you're too close.
Yep.
And I've learned I just ignore it, you know, because if you hit me, I'm the one who's still going to just drive away, you know.
Yep.
And but the person that was tailgating us obviously couldn't see that there was we were catching up to a big rig on the 273, so I just took my time, and then I shifted lanes, and she tried to go whoop at the same time, seeing that big truck, and it's like,
that's what man.
You get, you know.
Oh, man.
Have a little patience, you know, and you can get down. So,
oh, yeah.
You got a pet peeve this morning, Dad?
No, I'm with you. But I keep telling you, half the cars they build don't have that little clicky thing on the side.
Yeah.
We say there's on I-80 coming out of Reno into California. There's some there's a sign somewhere that we don't see that says blinkers optional. You know, in California, blinkers are optional. You know, now Frank can remember when you were riding on a buggy behind the horse. There were no blinkers. How did you change lanes back then?
Put your arm out.
Hand signals.
I learned. My grandfather taught me hand signals on my bicycle.
Yeah, me too.
And on, he did not. You know, he wasn't. He's an old Navy guy. So
my grandfather was too.
So there's flying instruments come flying at you if you weren't paying attention. You know, that's why everybody on that side of the family calls me boy. I was the first grandchild born. I was a boy. The second grandchild that was born, Sally, is a girl. So there's, I don't know, 15 or 18 grandkids. I'm boy, and she was girl.
Wow.
Everybody calls us that in the family.
Still,
you know. And it's just kind of funny how those things. But everyone else has their name, you know, after that, because, you know, the boy's already been taken, girl's already been taken.
I was the first grandchild born, too.
So, and I was, there's a five-year gap between she and I, and then after her, there's another big gap. So we were the only two grandchildren for a number of years.
Wow.
So we were always a little bit closer with our grandparents because we both spent a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
But like I say, he was an old Navy guy, and he didn't had an old Navy guy, and then Dad's a Marine.
Yeah.
So there was always that clash, Navy Marine clash. Yep. So.
Oh yeah.
So how does I went a long way for that, but how what's the military connection with you and the name of your company?
Well, the name of our company is Star Spangled Catering, and my husband and I are both military, ex-military. He is Navy, and I'm Army. So we have that fun thing when the Navy play the football game.
Yeah, it's coming up in like 3 weeks or something like that. Yeah.
That is so much fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great time. So my dad is Army. He did 24 years in the U.S. Army. My grandfather was a Navy man. And when I was about 5-6 years old, I knew I was going into the military.
Yeah.
It was because of my grandfather, and him and I would sit on the front stoop in Rhode Island, and he would tell me war stories, tell me great stories about far-off lands.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, listen.
Yeah.
Attentively. I was very excited about it. So my whole life, I knew I was going to go in the military. I went in the Army, and I had a top secret security clearance in comms. So I did a lot of computer stuff. And when I got out, that's where I stayed. I loved computers. I had a knack for it, but it didn't really make me happy. So it wasn't until later that I decided, you know, I cook every day. I have a huge family. I love to cook. I had some recipes that I had published, 12 recipes published. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. And I did. I tried out for Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef, and I made it on both shows. So I quit my job at Raytheon and went to school to be a chef. And I actually started my company, Star Spangled Catering, so I could do more free things in the community and give my time away. So paying jobs for Star Spangled Catering gives me a freedom to go spend time, days out at the stand down to volunteer, to go do the Christmas party for the National Guard that don't have cooks. They don't have any cooks over there.
Mm-hmm.
The budget doesn't allow for it. They don't even keep coffee there for the guys who are training over the weekend, you know. So I give my time to them and to other vets in the community.
And that's important to you.
Yes.
And that was instilled in you from your grandfather all those years ago.
Yes.
Very similar. I personally never had the idea of joining the military when I was in high school or anything. That was never on my agenda to do.
Right.
But I had those same experiences, you know, hearing both of my grandfathers talk about their military time and their brothers who would always be over for barbecues and whatnot. And I always say, subliminally, my parents were always training me to be in the military because I learned how to shoot.
Yeah.
I learned how to dig a foxhole. Yep. I learned how to work.
Yes.
And as a kid. So then when my time did come to go in the military, it was not so shocking.
Yes.
It was like, well, you can yell at me all day you want.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
Yeah, whatever. I can just move right on past you and keep on going. And all.
Yeah.
And then when I went in, I was older than most of the drill instructors anyway, so I just laughed at them.
Internally laughed at them.
Because externally you laugh, you'd still be doing push-ups down there.
Well, I was 17 when I went in. My mom had to sign for me. I graduated before I was supposed to, and I was just ready.
Yeah. Dad went in early, too, real young. That was Vietnam. I always say Dad felt it was safer to go to Vietnam as a Marine than stay and live in his own house, in the house with his mom and dad, you know, in the 60s. And I was like, wow, that's a heck of a choice there.
At least it was quieter. It was good to go.
It was probably less booze, too.
Yeah.
The choices that we make, you know, and where we end up, you know, Dad is retired and happily retired, and Mom is happily retired, and we finally got, you know, computers working in their house, and now everybody's happy, you know. Their job, or Dad's mission right now is we've got a 12-year-old that we're all making sure is doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
And not pushing them, but guiding them and doing the right decisions, giving them enough freedom and enough, you know, make enough mistakes of your own, you know. So it's just kind of funny how we all end up where we are. You know, I did my military career, did all of that work, and now I'm on the other end. And, like, I go to school with people. There's, you know, 14 people and other people in that class with me, and they're all planning on going back to work when they're done with their degree.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on going back to work, you know.
Right.
At least not like that,
yes.
You know. They're all taking these classes, accounting classes and whatnot. You know, you said one of your kids... A degree in accounting. They're all planning on going and doing that.
Yes.
I'm going just because I want it. I want the knowledge.
Yes.
And then if I do decide to go back, I've got that.
Absolutely.
So
I do too.
Yep. It's just kind of interesting how we all make that big loop around.
Yes, yes. I'm thrilled to, in January, I start at Pepperdine University for my master's degree. So I'm really excited about it. Didn't know if it was going to happen or not, to tell you the truth, because last year my husband and I just took on 4 grandchildren. We just the judge gave us guardianship, so they're ours, and next year we'll be able to file to adopt them.
Oh wow!
And then we'll be able to let them use our GI Bill and go to college and have a life that maybe they wouldn't have had that opportunity, you know.
And see, and that's one of the catches with my wife and I is. In this state, our son goes to school, tuition is paid for, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually we'll probably leave California when we get a little bit older and all that, maybe move somewhere higher elevation or something. And but I'm not leaving the state anytime soon because I want that benefit for him.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't have to go in the military and serve 4 years to get a GI Bill.
Right.
It's already covered for him.
Right, right.
You know.
Yep. Yeah.
So, and then hopefully it's not wasted. You know, hopefully we instill enough, you know, in him, and he already understands. He's already understanding that it's not a free ride.
Yes.
You know, we're not calling it a free ride.
Absolutely,
it's been
not
earned by me and your mother and your grandfather and all that, so you can go and do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So that means you go and you take it serious.
Yeah.
And then after all that is paid. For, then you can goof off all you want.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And so hopefully that is instilled.
Yep.
And then now Shasta College is doing the first 2 years. The,
right.
Tuition is waived.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing.
That's great that is there. And
out of
all of the things we have to deal with and where our tax money is going,
because
somebody's paying for
it.
There's a
bill
or grant
somebody.
Or something paying
somebody.
For that.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great that America is, or that the state or whoever, somebody, some agency is paying for that to get our kids to go to school and not, you know, sit on mom's couch.
Absolutely.
You know, the proverbial couch.
Yep.
You know, I'm just going to sit here until mom kicks me out when I'm 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not going to work. You'll be gone a long time before you're 35. You know, you might make it till the summer after high school, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and thank you for listening to KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Thank you for coming back to KCNR, your talk radio. Yeah, that's good. You cut that off before Robert started singing, because I can't keep up with that voice. Holy moly. That guy, he still sounds like that, even though he's like 150 or something.
I know.
But we were just talking off air. Well, you and Dad were talking off air at birthdays in boot camp and all of that. Aileen was the same way. She turned 19 when she was in Navy boot camp, Great Lakes, or we call it Great Mistakes.
Yes.
That's what we call Great Mistakes.
Yes.
And, but those are all life decisions.
Yeah.
And look where we all are now. You, Dad, myself, and Aileen, we're all doing just fine.
Yes.
I mean, she's stressed out all the time because of her job. But,
yeah.
But she'll get there. She'll get there at some point. And Yeah, it's interesting.
It is.
How we end up where we are. And so what made you decide, what was the deciding thing to say, I want to open the catering business? I know what you've said, you mm-hmm. know, the end result is you get to help and you get yep. to give back a lot.
Yes.
But what was the spark to say, I want to open a catering business when not too long before that you were sitting at a desk doing engineer work?
Well, I had the opportunity to go to college mm-hmm. again and go into a field that my heart was in. And when you get our age, that's what yeah. it becomes about, is I've wasted this many, well, maybe not wasted this
yeah.
many years. I can
yeah.
I can set up anybody's knock room. I used to do bank jobs and go in and do all their knock rooms and
yeah.
IT and all of that. And I can still do that. But my heart is in cooking. My heart is in feeding people. And I took a job with another catering company in town while I was in culinary school, learned how it operated, learned all the ropes of the catering business.
So you took my
degree.
Well, not your degree. You took that training.
The training.
Of being able to go into a situation,
yes.
assess it,
yep.
and figure out
yep. so I went in.
How to make it work.
I did a covert operation.
Yeah, you did.
Did some serious reconnaissance there.
And, well, how long did you work for it?
I did 6 months.
6 months. So
did,
6 months
I did
you
6
figured
months
it out.
And saw all the things they were doing wrong.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to
say. And I knew
say.
Exactly
yeah.
what I didn't want to do. And I come from a my approach is the customer. Customer service, I feel like nobody puts that in the forefront like they should. The customer has to come first. I want to be available. I want you to be able to call me up and talk to me.
Yeah.
If you have a concern about this event coming up, or I want to be able to talk to you. So, you know, tell you what's going on, how we can help you. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that one-on-one when they're you know, looking for caterers for their weddings or at some big event. They call a corporate place or, you know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of customer service as their main focus to make sure they're happy.
So, and Aileen and Dad and I have talked a lot about this. I think when you are of a certain age, and I don't mean my age right now, but
right.
I mean post-high school, if you've worked in retail or if you've worked in the food industry and you've been basically yelled at by some, you know, manager, you just want to wring their neck,
right.
or a customer yelling at you and you did nothing wrong, I think it makes you a better customer on the long run, because now you know what that poor person is going through.
Right. Right.
You know, when you go into a big box store and somebody's just reaming out a guy because he can't get a pallet off the top shelf because he doesn't have the certificate to drive
right.
the machine to do that. That's
right.
not his fault.
No.
And you're yelling at him isn't going to make it happen
no.
any faster. And if you needed it now, maybe you should have called him yesterday to
right.
tell him you needed it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think that makes you a better customer, a better
yep.
You know, when you try on a pair of shoes, you put the shoes back in the box, you put it back where you found it.
Yeah.
You know, not just, you know,
make it look like it never happened.
Exactly. Oh, the Boy Scout thing,
yeah.
leave no trace.
Yeah.
You know, I was there. I tried those shoes. I tried that pair of pants on. Now, pants are a little different. They want you to hang it up and
yeah.
leave it. But you don't leave it bald on the floor in
no.
the middle of the room,
no.
the changing room.
Yep.
So your experience of going into the the enemy,
yep.
and watching them, you said something very important, and you seen what they were doing wrong.
Yes.
And I don't know if you have this, but Aileen and I tend to, when we go somewhere or we get to know a business a little bit or know someone who's operating a business, and you see it and you see their frustrations, and in your mind you're all like, well, I can fix that for you.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, I see.
First
it.
Off, go over there and bark at that one,
yeah.
you know, whoever
yeah.
that one is, and tell her or him to do their job.
Yes.
And if they don't want to be here,
yeah.
go out the door. Now, I like hamburgers, and there's a place in Anderson that's been there forever, and it used to be painted orange. And I go there probably once every 2 weeks. And now lately I go there, I think the way that they have it set up behind the counter, it's they're constantly bumping into one another. Yeah. You're a chef. You know how important it is
flow.
For communication and flow. And if you're bumping into the people all the time,
yes.
the flow is not set up
right. That's
right. And then I watch that line grow out
it's
the door.
Cause problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how many people, patrons, have they lost?
Yes.
Because they come up and they see the line all the way to the door. Well, that's 35 minutes
yeah.
before I'm going to even get up there.
And your money's in your repeat customers.
Yes. Yes. We're the ones paying the bills.
Absolutely.
Everybody else is coming in as extra money.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So I know we have that a lot where we go and we see that and we're like, you know, you could fix that if you
yeah.
just pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, and I would assume when you say, well, you've seen what they did wrong.
Yes.
That's what you were seeing is like the.
Yeah. And it seems like there a lot of people are not very happy these days to even do their job. Yeah, now I want to make sure that every day that I go to do my job, I'm still doing it for the right reasons. Because it makes me happy.
In your case, it makes you happy
that
you get to help people. Or you satisfy somebody with that
yes.
amazing calzone
yes.
you have out there or whatever it is.
And that made me
yes.
real happy.
Yeah. And, you know, that brings people together. Food, music, you know, those things that a lot of people are so angry every day in their life that when I get the opportunity to put a smile on their face and give them something free, something good, nutritious, it makes me happy.
Talking about making people happy, talk about how you got that little contract down at Foothill High School.
Oh, the Club Cougar.
Yeah.
The Club Cougar, yes. I've been doing Club Cougar for 3 years now. That is a done at Foothill High School. It's mm-hmm. their biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's every February, and they put on I feed 1,500 people. In 8 days, and it's an amazing feat that they do. The kids are the stars, the ones that are putting on this whole theatrical, and they do all the work, and this is their biggest fundraiser, and I was still in culinary school when I got this job, but Denise Extell out at the food service manager out at Shasta College, really, she was a advisor of mine for Phi Theta Kappa, so I knew her pretty well through school, and they contacted her. And said, do you do this, or could you, you know, mm-hmm. put us in the right direction of somebody that could help us out with the catering this? And I actually beat out two or three other contractors or caterers here in Reading for that contract, just because I was approachable. I want to work with you. I want to mm-hmm. make you happy, and you know, I want to do something for my community. And there, Foothill High School is in my school district. So
you've got Foothill locked
yeah.
up. Chef Leedy's got
Enterprise
locked
yep.
up.
yep.
My high school, Shasta High School, is the one who's left out of this loop here, the food loop, you know. And,
well, I think Chef Leedy does some things with them, too.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
yeah,
he does.
He's
yeah,
got all these
yeah,
programs
he does.
Going
he's amazing.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, mine is focused on programming and robotics right now, so... When he found out Shasta High was the school to do that.
Yeah.
And then I found out, too, because we are in Tehama County out Bowman Road.
Right.
And what it's going to take to get him up there. So, you know, we're working on
yeah.
that right
yeah.
now. So then that's a long road. And then the principal at Shasta High or the superintendent, whoever makes the final decision, there's probably a lot of kids trying to get into that school from our communities
oh, I'm sure.
around here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So at some point it becomes competitive.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Chef Leedy's program is not all that different. And how many kids want to go over to Enterprise because of his program?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, listening to him talk about his program off the air. I mean, we sat here for 45 minutes
wow.
the other day when he was on the show, and we could have kept going,
yeah.
you know, until
yep.
Jared decides to kick us out. you know?
He goes above yeah. and beyond. He goes way
yeah.
he's in a league of his own. I can't
but you
catch
are,
him.
You are, too. I don't want to – I mean, yes, he is
yeah.
on a pedestal.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
are on a
is.
Pedestal also. And I don't want to, you know
– Not at all.
I mean, he – We can all look up to him. I that's a better way I'm trying
yes.
to put it. We can
Absolutely.
All look up to him. When he talked about going over to Europe with the kids
yep.
and doing that and just off the cuff doing things and winning a competition and all. So, well, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and thank you for coming back to KCNR, your talk radio. So, well, we got really off on all kinds of tangents last time, but it's all relevant, and it all comes back to our training. Yeah. You know, our training as a child, even though it wasn't called training, it was just life experience and all that, and then our military training, you know, the Navy and the Marine Corps taught me how to assess situations, especially on the medical as a corpsman, assess the a body, yeah. You know, what's going on with this Marine, what's going on with this sailor, and quickly decide on, you know, the whole thing, stop the bleeding, start the breathing,
yep.
Get that done, get him out of here, get him back to some higher level of care,
right.
You know. Somebody has to touch that person first,
yes.
And that's where I, you know, felt I was supposed to be, is right out there with those guys. So, but all of that training is puts us where we are now.
Yep.
You know, you're running your business, you know, obviously the cooking side of it and the interactions with the customers or the people is more important to you.
Absolutely.
Than anything else.
Yep.
And if Aileen was here, she would agree with that 100%.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
That's why we always say if we ever do a business, the, customer service comes first.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
You have to,
yeah.
You know, and I wonder how many vets believe that customer service comes first. I wonder if there's something out there. Some people have been asked already, you know, because we know what it's like to be yelled at.
Yeah.
And we know what it's like to be yelled at for no reason.
Yeah.
When I'm always asked, hey, little Johnny's planning on going into the Marine Corps, or the Army, or the Navy, or whatever. My first question to them is do you like being yelled at?
Mm-hmm.
Not, oh, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Because if you can't handle being yelled at for no reason,
yeah,
you better not go.
Yeah.
Or you better get used to being yelled at for no reason, especially in boot camp and A schools and all that.
Yeah.
Their job is to break us down.
Absolutely.
And turn us into a sailor, a Marine, soldier, or airman, whatever it is.
Yes.
So if you're not used to that, it's not like watching Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, it's a great movie, you know, especially the first half of the movie, but that's not reality.
Right.
So, yeah, you'll make friends you'll have for the rest of your life.
Yep.
You'll learn stuff you will not learn sitting here in Reading. But if you're not capable of being bullied around, I mean, in reality, someone's always higher ranking than you, and you will always be told what to do.
That's
They're
right.
not asking you.
No.
This isn't, you know, preschool or, you know, elementary school. You're being told what to do. And if you don't like it, someone doesn't, you know, 10 and a half extra wide is going to get inserted, and you're going to do that, or you're not going to like the punishment. So I wonder, with those experiences that we all have, does that make us better customers in the world? That maybe we're a little more tolerant with people that are not doing the best job, but on the other side, a lot less tolerant when we see you're just not doing your job.
Yep.
You're ignoring.
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know why that person might not be performing up to their capabilities or your standards.
You know what's amazing to me is just being civil to people, and they look at you with a shocking look like, what? What? You want? No, I'm just saying, you know, good morning.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Yeah. All I said was hi.
You know, when my husband and I were looking at properties to move up here from, because we came up here from L.A. We're in Thousand Oaks, and I was driving to El Segundo every day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's a heck of a drive.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's a road rage.
Well, we moved up here. We went for a walk, left our hotel, and went for a walk on the bridge. And it was like 7 in the morning. People were saying hello to us, though, and they had a smile on their face. We said, this is the place for us.
Yeah.
And that was 6 years ago. So we love it up
here. Early morning?
Yes.
You can even go into Walmart pre-9 o'clock, and the staff there will say good morning to you. But it's after that when all the yahoos come in and just starts making their day rougher. That when they're looking down.
Well, I like
and
the Anderson.
I would too.
Anderson Walmart's pretty nice. The people are pretty nice in there.
Well, we know the gentleman who works out the garden door, Ray. He's a vet also.
Yeah.
So we always like to go in there and say hi to him.
Yes.
And that guy. He just looks beat down.
Yeah.
Until you say good morning to him, Ray, or say, hey, shipmate, and you keep walking by him, and then he'll just stop whatever he's doing, and he'll look at you and smile. It's like, aha, you know.
Yep.
I know who are, you know. Well, real quick, Frank's got a couple of things on his desk over there.
Well, back to Foothill High School. They're going to be honored. The music director contacted Washington, D.C., and has asked the United States Marine Corps President's Band to come, and they okayed it. And just to give you a little background on the U.S. Marine Corps President's Band, as they call it, President's Band, this organization was formed back in the 1800s, and one of the directors was John Philip Sousa, and of course he made a lot of marches and so forth. But it is also the longest active band in the United States.
Wow.
And the admission is going to be free. And there's more information coming later. But it's going to be done right down there at Foothill High School.
That's amazing.
And do you have the proper dates of the stand down on that over there? So
yeah.
We can just pass
the,
that.
The stand down's on the October the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. Okay.
I thought it was the 24th, starting on the 24th. But
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, registration on Thursdays and Fridays. And, of course, they're doing the whole gamut, the free food for everyone that's included. All
I think
we
know who's going to be cooking.
Yeah.
We know someone who's going to be cooking there. She's sitting right here, and, along with Chef Leedy, too.
Yeah, they only do the cooking.
Yep.
And the serving is done buffet style by other groups from the community.
Right. Yeah.
And they also have to do the pots and pans.
Oh, yeah.
Because all they do is the cooking.
Yeah, someone else. Come here. We, like I just said, you outrank somebody. You point to you. Come here. You clean that. I'm walking over here drinking a cup of coffee.
And Jim Levy has been asking the veterans bands and the veterans organization and the community if they would donate some money to pay for the food for the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it generally runs about $500.
Where does that donation go for the food? Does it just go to the stand down, or does it go to Chef himself?
No, it goes to the food only for the stand down.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. You said donations for that. Where do the donations go, to Chef or to the stand down?
No, to the stand down.
Okay.
To pay for the food.
They'll pay for the food. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good, and you'll be there, Cheryl, cooking away.
Yep, I'll assist Chef Leedy.
Yeah,
with those two chefs there, I may be there all 3 days.
Yeah.
I only live
fine.
About 10 blocks from there.
I think they just said the mission is cleaning pots and pans. So.
Hey, I've done KP before.
Hey.
Yeah, you're actually not that far away from there, Dad. That's a good walk, but...
I could walk it off on the way home, so I'd be hungry to come back again.
Yeah. And we would love to have your help.
Yeah.
We never turn away volunteers.
We'll be back from our scout trip by then, so I'll have to, get over there. Friday I wouldn't be able to, but the other days I can, and all. But, well, that's great. We have so much, and we all touch so many lives. Chef does, Chef Leedy does, you do. There's so much that's going on, and we have less and less support for all of that. I said earlier that the stand down is noticeably less than what it was 5 or 8 years ago. I think across the board, across the country, stand downs have kind of dwindled down. Butte County doesn't even have a stand down anymore.
Wow.
They actually haven't for a number of years now. I think the concept of that is kind of waning a little bit, but maybe we look at it as same thing as the car show here in town. The car show used to be amazing. Last 2 or 3 years, it's not.
Yeah.
You have to adapt and always be doing new or something fresh or anything. And I've said that whoever runs the car show, all they have to do is go to another major car show anywhere else in Reno or in the Bay Area or Sacramento, and you'll see all of these other things that are available there, and more than just 1,500 cars parked around.
Yeah.
Well, you see so much of the same cars, but what about the other people who want more than just cars?
Right.
We've seen something, we've observed it, we've seen, we're assessing it, going, well, here's where you're making your mistake. Yeah. Clearly you're making a mistake, doing this. So the car show is not going to be much anymore. The stand down, I think that might just be more of a cultural thing. There's less and less going on. There's less help from the VA. There's less help from the different organizations. The vet center is a big one, So when that starts going away, yes, the stand down will eventually go away, or it will become
the big thing there. Yeah. Stand down right off the bat, we have to pay to use that facility $5,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so that's a big expense right there. So how do we overcome that? Well, that's a lot. I want to thank you for coming. Thank you for bringing the treats this morning. They will not go to waste. They will definitely not go to waste. I already texted my wife, Aileen. She's looking forward to that and all. And, we'll only be here for a few more weeks. So we will maybe we'll get your chef to come back on real quick before on one of our last shows, and then we can, have another little celebration. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week, and thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.